to welcome Austin Peterson to come and tell us how God has had mercy on his soul. He's part of Justin's Place. We're thankful to have him here.
Hello, everyone. Hey. Okay, so I'm Austin, and I'm a child of God. I can say that now today. My introduction didn't always used to start off like that. I had a lot of different things after my name, and I had a lot of different things other people would call me.
Could you speak up, Austin, please?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get a little closer. So I was born and raised in St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. I'm 33 years of age, and my life consisted of me moving around, doing a lot of moving, and fear, rejection, disappointment, a lot of habitual bad decisions, very alcohol-related. Substance abuse was a lot of my adolescent years. Growing up, that's something that I saw amongst my peers, and it was a form of acceptance. So because they did it, I wanted to do it too, because I wanted to be cool like everybody else. This took place in college, and it went on until about approximately 10 months ago. Throughout my life, like I said, fear, debt, and rejection was a lot of words that come out to me during those times. And I had to come to a point of complete brokenness and surrender and ask God for help. This took place in Sarasota. I was coming home from a party that just ended pretty badly. One of my friends had died at that particular party, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I didn't know God, Jesus, the Trinity, any of that. No church, no Bible, no none of that growing up. Especially because I blamed God for my family not being together. I blamed God for the death of my siblings. I blamed God for the death of one of my unborn children. And, I mean, it was just disappointment and hurt, and I blame God for all of that. When my friend died about 11 months ago, I just couldn't take it anymore. And I said, you know, I want to try something different. And instead of blaming God and just cursing at God and just being angry all this time, I asked God for help. You know, help came in the form of Justin's Place. I wouldn't say I'm grateful for the program. I want to say I'm grateful for God. Because the program can be flawed, just like any church can be flawed. But God is not flawed. So I am grateful for God. And I'm grateful that God worked through churches, the program, people, in order to bring me to a point of where I'm at today. Throughout the program, I had a phone call. It was one of my first 15-minute phone calls. And I was talking to my daughter's mother, and I was talking to her, and she said, hey, I want to tell you something. You know, I was reading this in the Bible today, and I forgot what scripture she said. I said, what you talking about, the Bible? I mean, what do you mean you're reading the Bible? This was new. We don't ever talk about the Bible. And she said, well, since you've been talking about God, I want to talk about God too. And I said, wow, you know, all this time, you know, I am the leader of my household. And because I didn't have God, my household didn't have God. You know, now when I have phone calls, our phone calls are so different. You know, my life is so different today. And it's all because of God, you know. And I'm so happy and blessed and grateful to say this. I mean, I have my moments where things don't go the way I want it to go. But just like I was telling a friend earlier, this is not about me. I used to live my life and it was all about me. But it's not about me. And I know that today. And I'm so, so happy to know that today. My relationship with my Lord and Savior today is great. And it gets better and better. And I'm so happy to be devoted and plugged into a community of groups that involve me and motivate me to be a better man, the man of God that I'm supposed to be. And I learned two things throughout this journey. It's very hard to learn these lessons, but I have to let God lead and I'll follow. God will speak and I have to listen. Those are two very difficult lessons, but I find that life is a lot easier if I just let God be God and not me. Thank you.